Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. It's 2 o'clock Eastern, time for an update on Hurricane Dorian. Let's start off with the radar. Look at all the rainfall just offshore. You can see the center finally moving away from the Bahamas, where it just sat and parked for 24 hours or more, just battering the coast and the islands there. So we're moving further and actually getting the latest information as we speak coming in, moving northwest now at 5 miles an hour. Notice picking up speed. We were happy with the 1, then we got the 2, then the 3, now 5 miles an hour. So starting to feel that influence more moving to the north. The wind's now 110 miles an hour. So still very strong, very powerful hurricane. And you can see the rain shield there, especially north of the eye. But one thing I want to bring up on the radar, very important to see some of these rain bands stretching across the entire coast of Florida, pushing very fast. Along those rain bands, you get some heavy rain, you get some street flooding, and gusty winds, 30, 40 mile an hour wind gusts at times associated with that. So here is the latest update. Got this for you just hot off the press. A couple changes that we have here. The Bahamas now a tropical storm warning. So the hurricane warning now replaced with a tropical storm warning as this finally gets out of there. So that's good news as we try to get the winds out of the Bahamas. So still a large wind field here stretching out. We've been talking about even if the winds in the center have come down, the winds have spread out from the center, and that will impact more people with time. So we got to watch it for the winds and all the impacts associated with this. Moving northward, we still have that hurricane warning along the Florida coast. If you think about the hurricane force wind stretching 60 miles from the center, that gets very close to the coastline of Florida and again approaches the South Carolina coast, where we also have a hurricane warning and looking at storm surge watches and warnings along the coast as well. So if you look at this cone with time, let's look at the time, 8 a.m. Wednesday, so tomorrow off the central part of the Florida coastline, and then 8 a.m. Thursday off the South Carolina coast, really close to the shore. And then by the time you get to the Outer Banks, 8 a.m. on Friday, producing, looking at close to hurricane force winds, you're going to have storm surge and a lot of rainfall. Looking at the timing, it's really good to really start thinking about those preparations all along the coast. So think about, you look at Georgia and South Carolina, tropical storm force winds by Wednesday evening start to reach portions of South Carolina, and also looking at North Carolina by Thursday morning and moving northward into Virginia by Thursday evening. So tropical storm force winds means it's pretty dangerous to be outside. You got to have things really wrapped up by that time. Storm surge is the big issue that we have, causing half the fatalities in these tropical systems. And revising this as we get closer to moving northward, we're going to start pushing those watches and warnings further up the coast. Some areas getting 4 to 7 feet. South Carolina, North Carolina through Georgia and portions of the North Florida coast, 3 to 5 foot in places as well. So storm surge is always very dangerous, and it's not just on the coast, but it could be inland. This has been Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center.